local legend with Cork St. Patrick's Festival, Thursday 16th to Sunday 19th, celebrating a century of stories. See corkstpatricksfestival.ie.
PJ Kirby, I hear you're bringing more credit to Cork, boy. How's things?
Yeah, you can't. I'm annoying, you know.
Well, you're bringing a bit of Cork flavour to a Paddy's Day Festival in Dublin Thursday of next week. Culture Club at the St. Patrick's Festival. What's the story?
Yeah, so Mother are running. They do club nights up here. They do prayer club nights in Dublin, but they're running this Culture Club, and it's going to be such a laugh. The lineup is unreal.
Nice.
But I'm buzzing because they asked me to do a queer Kaylee's that they're calling Gaylee. It's like the Kaylee's that you do out the country, yeah, or like down in Irish college, yeah, but it's just going to be
more fun.
Glitter. And this is going to be a bit more camp.
For anyone who doesn't know, I've chatted to your buddy Kevin Toomey. You're the other.
Oh, yeah?
You're the other half of the. Yeah, he was in the panto. He had great crack in the panto.
Me about you, right?
You're the other half of the I'm Grand Mam podcast. So for those who don't know, just before we go back to the event that you're a part of in the Paddy's Festival up in Dublin next Thursday at Culture Club, run by Mother, tell us a bit about the I'm Grand Mam podcast. When you guys started that, had you been listening to podcasts? Were people saying to you, two guys are gas, you should record something? What made you sit and press record on something to see what would come out the other end?
So basically, no, I'd never clue what a podcast was at the start. Like, Kevin was like, we want to do something together because we were like best friends and we all had a laugh, but we didn't know what it was. And then he was like, oh, we should do a podcast. And I was like, what's that? It was like when no one really knew what they were. And then he was after being on one, I think, as like a guest with his friend. So he kind of had more of an understanding. And then we just started being like, oh my God, unreal. Let's do that. So bought like a cheap mic off Amazon, put it on the table, and then just started recording. And now it's just gone mad.
Mad. And were you based in London? Are you still based in London?
So yeah, we both lived together in London. I don't anymore. I moved back to Ireland last year, so in January of 2022, I moved to Dublin to be with me fella, who's now my fiancé.
Congratulations. Congratulations to the two of you. That's great news.
Nice one. So yeah, I've been back in Ireland now about just over a year, and I'm loving it.
Do you think part of the podcast success initially was people buzzing off the accents and the crack the two you had, and just it being so sort of fresh sounding, because presumably they wouldn't have had, you know, a huge awareness of Cork people and how much crack they are?
Yeah, no, literally, people, at the start, I was like, thank God they can understand them. Because when I first moved to London, like, I really had to slow down and pronounce their words, because I'm a big Norrie, like, I'm from Barney Street. So I was, like, going a million miles an hour. So I think a few years in London did me a bit good, so I slowed down a bit. So people started understanding us, which is grand. But that's one thing people always say about the pod, they're like, I love your accent. And, like, we have people now, like, all over the world, like, people in, I think it was in Sweden, they're saying, they can't stop saying like, or be like, I know what you mean, girl, and all this stuff. Like, everyone's taking on our corkism. Like,
nice ones. They're skitting over in Sweden.
Literally skitting in Sweden, yeah.
And you are representing both sides of the Lee. I think Kev's the south sider, you're the north sider, so that's perfect. They're getting the full Cork experience, the 360.
Yeah.
For those, we're talking about Paddy's Day Festival, obviously. We're proud to be media partners once again for the Cork City Council, Cork St. Patrick's Festival, from Thursday through Sunday. But for anyone listening right now, or perhaps listening from out foreign, like up in Dublin, if you're not able to be in the Paddy's Day Festival here in Cork, and you are going to go to the Dublin one Thursday 16th. Mother are the LGBTQ plus club promoters, and it's on the eve of the world's largest celebration of Irish culture. So where is Culture Club?
It's in the National
Oh, that's right.
Museum. I have it.
I'll save you all the details. National Museum of Ireland, Decorative Arts and History. Ooh.
There we go. Very fancy.
Collins Barracks on Thursday 16th, and it's a special night of live music, queer performance and art in celebration of Irish LGBTQ plus club culture and the transformative power of the dance floor. So what's your actual role, PJ?
So I'm hosting the K&E, which is going to be such a laugh, because I used to be addicted to Irish College. It was actually an addiction, because a man sent me down. They were like, we have two free spaces to go to Irish College this summer, 1 year. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll go. Everyone else was like, I'm not going to school in summer. I was like, I'll go. It looks like a laugh. So I took on down to California, and we had such a laugh. And I was like, we were playing sports, like, now, not a lick of Irish between us, but like, we were learning, you know.
Yeah.
And then the Kenies, which are such crack. So I learned like all the Shoe the Donkey, Walls of Limerick, Siege of Venice. And when I went back for 3 years, and then I used to visit my cousins in Kerry, and there used to be loads of Kaylees down there. So I'm going to be bringing some of the Kaylee dances into Dublin.
Magic. Patty Bliss, Elaine May, Bobby Arlo, Tim Chadwick. There's a Sian Cuiha, a storytelling night, taking over the tent. Bjug, Una Mullally, all sorts of mother DJs, Billy Scurry. There's hosts and hosts of acts involved in what sounds like an absolutely fabulous night. So anyone listening up in Dublin, go in and say hello to PJ. Say, I heard you on Red FM, boy. Fair play to you. You're doing Cork proud, kid.
And the Corkonians up there now, I look after them.
That's it. And enjoy the Gaelic. How did no one come up with that pun before?
Literally.
PJ, nice one. You're a legend, sound sir.
For more Red FM podcasts, go to redfm.ie/podcasts.